for the rest of your life.
Nukes and the Supreme Court. Those two not necessarily going hand in hand. Welcome to America Tonight. My name is Kate Delaney, coast to coast and everywhere in between, all those nooks and crannies left and right. You can be a part of the show. Don't you love it when a woman gives out her digits? 800-259-5791 by dialing those, 800-259-5791.
Yeah, baby.
Sweet. 800-259. Everyone's a winner. 5791. I always wonder what that'd be like. And I have tons of guy friends, and I guess I don't beat them up, but I say, wow, why can't you just ask for them? They're like, are you kidding? The rejection? It's brutal. I have to work up to the courage, or the liquid courage, to ask for the number. Speaking of courage, well, honestly, I think it takes courage to fight the complete anti-nuke people that are protesting and, you know, marching around Washington, because there is a nuclear summit going on. 47 different nations are attending this. And most of the message from that group is, get rid of the nukes, down with the nukes. You know, this is, let's all love each other and let's hold hands and not go in this direction of the possibility of complete elimination. But let's face this, in our entire lives, we've lived with that possibility. The movies, the jokes, the button, the finger on the button. I mean, how many times has this been the butt of movies, whether it's Austin Powers or whatever? So, yes, we certainly know it. We know what it means, and we know the horror show that would ensue when you look at what happened in Japan and you think of Truman with the big decision to drop the bomb. So, looking at the future, who poses the biggest threat? You'd have to say terrorists and rogue terrorists or Al-Qaeda operatives or, you know, something in that vein. But how do you stop them from paying enough money to get the information they need and finding the people who will assemble a nuclear warhead? That's the key. Now, very, very expensive stuff, but they have a whole lot of money. Think of the network. Think of Osama bin Laden and his crew and how they were able to raise the funds necessary to pull off some of the things that they pulled off, including what happened on 9/11, and there's your answer. So anyway, Obama was pretty vocal heading into this thing. In fact, here was the gist of where he was going to aim to come out at after the 2 days.
We know that organizations like Al-Qaeda are in the process of trying to secure nuclear weapons or other weapons of mass destruction, and we have no compunction at using them.
The risk of nuclear attack has actually increased, and the potential consequences of mishandling this challenge are deadly.
Yeah, and then, of course, there's Hillary Clinton and her warning about the mishandling of it. And this is a big 2 days, to say the least. There are some missing folks, particularly Benjamin Netanyahu, although Israel will say it again and again and again, they do not claim to have nukes. The Vice President Joe Biden actually expanded on the U.S. and the commitment to reduce nuclear warheads. Here was his take.
The United States is committed to reducing the number of nuclear weapons in our arsenal and reducing their role in our defense. Along with the START Treaty signed with Russia last week, we've made clear that the reductions that are going to take place between our countries are going to be real, transparent, and legally binding. And the President of the United States has committed our country to seek peace and security of the world without nuclear weapons. We believe that is ultimately an achievable goal, and that is our goal. We know that some of the countries here and elsewhere believe we have not been moving fast enough. or that we can do more. Well, there is room to disagree on the exact approach of reducing nuclear weapons, but make no mistake about it. This administration is intent on reducing and continuing to reduce our nuclear weapons.
All right, so there you have it in a nutshell. Continuing to reduce nuclear weapons. We all know, ultimately, you cannot have a world without nukes, right? Because of what we just said previous to that, when it has to come, when it deals rather with Al-Qaeda and the possible threat that looms there, it's just not realistic. Reducing numbers, sure. Of course, worried about materials, that is a real threat because of how other countries who do have nuclear warheads, what do they do as far as protecting them ultimately? And, you know, you could go on and on down this path and the development of it and the uranium enrichment, which is the big deal with Iran. I mean, give me a break. How many people out there believe that Ahmadinejad is not trying to come up with nuclear weapons, that it's strictly for power? If you believe that, I have an incredible piece of land that I'm going to sell you right near my brother in Florida. I'll even give you a discount, I swear. Speaking of discounts, boy, you know, we're sweating it out financially, let's face it. And this is a big money week because money is on the mind of so many people. Taxes, taxes, taxes. The 15th is right in front of us. A couple of days, that's what you have left to either go to your friend and have him get out the pencil and start doing the adding and figuring it all out. Go to H&R Block or one of those other tax joints and wait forever and ever in a day to try to get in while you comb through the recesses of your mind figuring out what is it that you can deduct. I never understood this. You know what you do? Even the worst record keepers, and this isn't good if you wait till the last second, get a bag. Put the receipts in the bag. Eventually, halfway through the year, start to separate them out. Doesn't have to be a big deal. And ultimately, I've said this in another Hour of America tonight, guys, if you're sweating, if you are sweating doing the taxes, file an extension. It's that easy. Just file it. So you may be lucky enough to have a 401k, and perhaps you're worried about what's going on in the markets. On Monday, the Dow closed above 11,000 for the first time in 18 months. That's incredible. And part of it, you know, it was all about the news, the monetary news, whether you're talking about consumer goods, whether you're talking about jobless numbers, or whether you're talking about stuff like the European leaders making loans available to Greece, because there was a big fear that Greece might have to default on its debt. But it's looking rather like that's not going to happen. So that is great news, and that's good news for anybody that's got some stocks invested out there. Probably, like I said, through a company. It's nice to have an up day, no doubt. And ultimately, everybody's looking into a crystal ball anyway and trying to figure out what is it that we need to have in our portfolio. And I know I'm not talking about everybody's above everybody's head, because you don't have to have a whole lot of money to invest. You don't. That's another misnomer that people don't understand. Imagine if you had gotten gold when it didn't cost very much an ounce. That was like 2 years ago. Now it's up to $1,162 per ounce. Woo! Hang with us.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Walks barely down the street with the print pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
Coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk about the Supreme Court. Stevens is out, retiring this summer. So who steps into that role? Someone a little more moderate, somebody who definitely swings to the liberal side. What will the face of the court look like? Here we go again, folks. Kate, swinging for the fences with you here on America Tonight. You can throw your two cents about the nukes or anything else that we're going to jaw about. 800-259-5791. I'm going to tell you about a big giveaway we're having next week on the show. I'm really excited about it. But first, let's go to Betty, who's listening to us in Washington. Hey, Bet.
Yes. First of all, I'd like to mention the story or the novel Animal Farm, the book of satire.
Yes.
And so what I'm saying, you have to think about it in those terms. But as far as nukes go, and as far as our world, the shape our world is in, the wars and just everything going on. Think of, like Mormonism and, Scientology. Those are relatively new religions. So what would keep, someone from developing a religion today? Just say, suppose it was me. Suppose I come up with this idea and I said, oh, this is a religion and this is what it's all about. Now, when we think about in Africa where they have the genital mutilation of young girls.
Yes.
And then we have in the extremist Muslim beliefs that mercy killings and things like that. So what if I come up with a religion and I said, well, I think this would make peace in the world. From this day forward, when young male babies are born, they will be partially castrated. Mm. That way there won't be so much testosterone, and maybe we would eventually get to live in a peaceful world, because it seems like we just can't get it right, and the world is run by men. And maybe
I knew you were
going to
go there. I knew you were going to go there. It's
maybe
the
men, the
baby. It's the testosterone.
Yeah. It's kind of funny, but it's the satire. You know, I'm kind of
right
talking about all the religions. Are they all
yes.
right? Are they all wrong? Is any of them right? You know? And where do they get these cruel ideas of mutilation and mercy killings and all of it, you know? Even circumcision, that's a Christianity religion, part of Christianity. So
right.
Who comes up with these thoughts and why?
Right.
Anyway.
I got to say, though, I love your part about the men. Boys will be boys with their toys, and, you know, if
somehow,
somebody's hot.
Maybe in the future, the women may figure out a way that we can frame it all down and have a
you
little sense and sensibility about the way things should be.
Woo, I like that. Let's give some applause to Betty. Betty, thanks. You always bring a smile to my face. But you know what? She makes a point. There are people, I mean, even men included. Talk to men in certain businesses that say women have a different kind of temperament, and, you know, what would it be like if women really ran the world? Here's the thing. I just want the best leaders possible. How's that? Let's start with that. Let's level the playing field, best leaders possible. And, you know, it's tricky times we live in, folks. We're looking over our shoulder. We're worried about how much the government is taking over. And it's good. It's a good thing that people are speaking out. The more people speak out, exercise that freedom of speech, baby. That's why we love doing this show across America. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Mark in Long Island. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, Kate, I just want a couple of topics. So I want to reiterate something from last night about the sanctions on Iran. And I didn't have the actual correct numbers, but I read in the Financial Times and New York Times about the amount of sanctions that Obama said will have bite are practically nil. There's countries from France are doing lots of business with Iran. Both China and Russia have made huge investments in Iran's nuclear program because they want to secure, you know, they want the hegemon in the Middle East to block us. So if you think that the treaty is going to mean anything or that the sanctions will do anything, it won't. The reason I bring that up is because it's you know, you look at the topics that the administration is talking about, and they're lying to us, Kate.
Yeah.
The Russians and the Russians can back out of this treaty that he signed anytime they want. I believe that there's a connection between the Polish who wanted the anti-nuke the warheads in Poland,
yes.
and also
yeah.
their banker did not want to go along with the EU's plan to integrate everything because they saw that this part of the New World Order, or the banks getting everything. So I think, you know, as people saying it's a pilot error, but I think that had something to do with the Russian plane crash. But that was from last night. Kate, do you have a favorite hobby or something that you like to do?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I do. Oh, go ahead.
I do. Do you?
Yes, I have something that I've been working on since I'm basically almost 10, 11, 12 years old. And I haven't perfected what I do, but I'm getting close to it. And it's weird because the closer I get to perfecting what I'm doing, the more I think the world is going to just crack wide open and swallow us all. You know, the day I put a smile on my face where I finally have this perfect of my hobby, I'll just say for giggles that it's knitting. I like to knit sweaters.
Right. Okay?
The day I knit it's not my hobby, but the day I knit the perfect sweater, everything's going to fall apart. I want to tell you about a nightmare that I had. If people know me, who cares? There was a restaurant called the Captain and the Admiral in this town that I lived in. And when I was a dishwasher, in addition to a lot of other jobs I had as a kid. And when I was walking home across the railroad tracks, in the distance, it was a dark night. It was beautiful, just like tonight in New York. I had a nightmare of a mushroom cloud, basically off the eastern coast. And that was from my conditioning during the Reagan years when I used to listen to the news and he was a cowboy and we're going to die and all this other stuff. I was 17. This was many, many years ago. It's so funny because I look at the what's going on now. Now, I just saw a scroll on the news that Pakistan, supposedly their nukes are not secure. We've
right.
got Iran. They're gonna detonate a nuke. I don't know what Israel's going to do when Iran detonates a nuke. And then Colonel Anthony Schaefer, if you forgive me, he was on Alex Jones today, and he was saying that this threat that Obama's talking about,
mm-hmm.
and it's frightening because when they talk about it, Kate, you know something's up. It's almost like they're going to prepare you.
Right.
Now, Al-Qaeda or anybody else, any rogue nation, doesn't have to set off a nuke on our territory. It can be just anywhere in the world. God forbid it's on the Atlantic Ocean somewhere in a freighter. And can you imagine? I mean, you could forget about it. I mean, it's like the world's just going to fall apart.
Yeah.
And I know I've talked about a lot of topics, but I saw something else. And I know Alex Jones really can't stand Glenn Beck. He thinks he's a scumbag. But mm-hmm. Glenn Beck had this white supremacist who was killed in South Africa. Did you see the photo of the people doing the Heil Hitler?
Yes.
I mean, is the world going back into the 1930s? Now, say what you want about if you're a white supremacist, you believe in that stuff. I mean, this is beyond scary with everything. I mean, I know it makes for good radio, but I'm being serious here. It's like, you know, it's nuts, man. And the riots in Greece, they're still rioting. They're going to.
Although they got bailed out. Did you hear that today? The Europeans are going to bail them out money wise, so
right.
that whole threat has been quelled. And the reason why is because of those riots.
Yes, because
yeah.
Well, I know Germany's foreign their finance minister didn't want to have anything to do with that. And Germany is aligning with Russia to build a pipeline to run gas from basically from Russia
yeah.
right to Germany. But they're under, I think it was under Schroeder, one of their guys, or maybe it was Schroeder himself. He's on the board of directors he's in cahoots with Gazprom in Russia. I mean, so just the old alliances, you know, of the Germans, Russian, and everything going on. I mean, I know I touched on a lot of things. I went a little off the wall there, but can you see? It's almost like, and I brought up my hobby because it's like, the day I perfect that knitted, that perfect sweater.
Yeah, it's the day that we're all done.
I'm going to go meet my mom in heaven. I think it just frightens the hell out of me. It's weird.
You know what? Good points. No, I agree with you, Mark. Thanks for the call. I agree with Mark. He's trying to make the point that it does seem as though something is up because you see how divided people are. I was in a card game on Friday night, and the people at the card game, and it was women at the card game, as much as I'm usually around guys, this time I was around, it was just women who left their husbands home to play cards. And it was interesting, the conversation turned to this, how crazy things have gotten. The things that we're seeing, the Hitler references, some of the shakier deals, like talking about nukes. You know, since 2004, world leaders have been alluding to the threat of terrorists coming up with a nuclear weapon. And as I said, a group could buy maybe uranium or plutonium from somebody who's got it. And then there are very poorly guarded stocks of the stuff of uranium and plutonium all over this vast world. So it's not impossible that that can happen, and it is very scary. So Mark's right. Maybe the one time I can finally drive a golf ball 300 yards is the day the planet stands still. That's a scary thought. Hang with us.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Like a box of Cracker Jacks. You never know what you're going to get. In the break, my man Matt Johnson and I were just talking about this. Interesting last segment. We had castration, annihilation in the very same segment. How about that? Coming up, the president has a major pick once again. We're talking about the Supreme Court. This is one of the biggest things the president gets to do because, let's face it, the laws of the land, baby. The highest place you can go to is the Supreme Court. And if you look at the first President Bush and his second Supreme Court nomination and the choice that he made, and then you even look at, for example, Reagan. In 1981, he said that he would be the guy who would put a woman justice on the bench, and it was Sandra Day O'Connor. In 86, he went for somebody a little bit different who was really part of his agenda, the whole conservative movement. So that was Scalia. Then you look at Clinton. His first pick was an extremely liberal judge in Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That was 93. His second pick, Breyer in 94, the same. George H.W. Bush in 90 went with David Souter. His second appointment in 91 was Clarence Thomas, who is one of the most conservative guys on the bench. So what will happen when it comes time for this next choice with Stevens leaving in the summer, retiring? Who steps into that spot? There's a lot of names that are coming up, the same names like Janet Napolitano. She's always there, Homeland Security. There was even a rumor about Hillary Clinton that immediately got trashed by the White House. They said, oh, no, she's doing a great job as Secretary of State. And some other familiar names, too, have come up, like Jennifer Granholm is another one that's come up. And then some well-known judges that have been mentioned previously. But the second pick can be radically different from the first pick. So you think of Sonia Sotomayor and her appointment and the conversation that went on and then ultimately the approval. And now here we go again, hoping to have whoever it is in place by the fall. Will it be a moderate choice, or will it be somebody who comes up controversial on some of the radar screen? Somebody who's extremely liberal, or somebody who is, like I said, moderate. This was the take of Senator Joe Lieberman when he was asked about the Supreme Court and ultimately that decision and what should Obama do. Here's what he said.
Well, of course, this is up to the president. I mean, this is one of the most significant rights and responsibilities that the president earns with his election. And this particular president, Barack Obama, is a lawyer, has been a law professor. He is very aware of the importance of the Supreme Court in our system of government. So I think he's going to think long and hard about this and take advantage of it, because it may have one of the more lasting effects of anything he does in his presidency, as we see from Justice Stevens, who was nominated by President Ford. Look, if recent history is any guide, and let's take President Bush and even the Sotomayor nomination by President Obama. President Bush nominated two people, Justice Roberts and Justice Alito, who had records generally that were thought to be conservative, but were not, shall we say, provocatively conservative. The same was probably true of Sotomayor, Justice Sotomayor, and I would expect here that to avoid a conflict, the threat of a filibuster, a real knockdown, drag-out battle in an election year, that President Obama may also want to nominate a justice who has the kind of capability that he will feel comfortable with, but will not have a record either on a court or off that will provoke a filibuster. This is a fascinating moment, because it may be, for all these reasons, and acknowledging the fact that Justice Stevens became the leader of the liberal wing of the Supreme Court, that President Obama may nominate someone, in fact, who makes the court slightly less liberal, at least for a while.
All right, so then
you know what? I'm happy.
Exactly.
It sounds exactly like Droopy Dog.
I was just going to say that. That was brilliant that you dropped that in there. I thought that before, but now actually play that again, that clip. Can you play it?
You know what? I'm happy.
Maybe he is the voice of Droopy Dog.
Well, of course, this is up to the president. I mean,
it sounds the same.
It does. Hey, you know what? Times are tough. He may have a side gig that nobody knows about.
That's what he's been doing all these years.
Right. So if people thought, wow, Lieberman was really off course today. And, you know, now he's an independent, so who knows? Of course, that was so that he could stay in there in Connecticut. But he does sound like Droopy Dog. Good point. Touché. Senator Lamar is no Droopy Dog. He talked about the possibility of a filibuster when it comes to the supreme choice by President Obama.
Well, it's premature to talk about that before we even have a nominee, but that comes out of the Gang of 14 discussion we had a few years ago. Basically, I was deeply offended by how the Democrats changed the rules on President Bush's Supreme Court nominees, and I said at the time that as long as the president nominated well-qualified people who'd be impartial, that they should have an up or down vote, and that I would vote to confirm them. That's still my view. I voted for Justice Sotomayor. If the president picks someone from the fringe instead of from the middle, or if you pick someone who will apply their feelings instead of applying the law, then that might be an extraordinary case when I can't vote for that nominee.
All right, so he makes a good point. The idea of impartial is good. However, everybody is colored by some of their choices, let's face it. I mean, as much as you're really trying to go for that, and that would be the great thing, it's all about the letter of the law, baby. Even if I personally don't agree, I just wonder whether, because here's the thing, this would be a way to rally the base with those midterm elections for the Republicans, if you think about it, if they're opposed to an extremely liberal justice. And you could tie up other things that would be stuck in the pipeline, too. So, you know, like they're talking about more regulations for banks and all that stuff. You saw what happened with health care and how long that went back and forth. And what Obama has said on the record is he wanted a nominee with an independent mind and a record of excellence and integrity, a fierce dedication to the rule of law, and a keen understanding of how the law affects the daily lives of American people. Well, that sounds good, but gobbledygook, he wants somebody who's gonna be part of the agenda. I can't imagine that's what's gonna happen. It's probably gonna be somebody who's gonna raise some eyebrows, controversial, probably a little bit more controversial if you think about it. And a couple of names have come up, and I've mentioned a few of them. There are some people who feel like he may end up going with the short list he originally had when he came into office, knowing that it was a possibility he'd be put in this position. So the U.S. Appeals Court judge from Chicago, Diane Wood, is a serious possibility. She would be, I think, 60 years old if she gets appointed to that position. And if you look at her background and credentials, and what I've heard is this is really, really right now, and this can change and who knows, but this is really, really the direction that Obama's leading in. She has been on the bench for 15 years. She's got a pretty controversial background because she is a huge supporter of abortion rights, a vigorous, as some describe her, supporter of abortion rights. And she's not afraid to take on conservative big guys like Richard Posner. She went to the University of Texas for the law degree. She was a law clerk to Justice Blackmun and worked in the Justice Department's antitrust division under President Clinton. So this is definitely one direction. Would be a finalist. I can't imagine she wouldn't be a finalist. And Obama has known her for a while, knew her from Chicago legal circles, and often read her rulings. So there's one serious, serious possibility. There is another Chicago law school grad that it would be on the list, too. And it may be, this is part of the whole, you know, Chicago thing. This is somebody in my background. This is somebody I'm familiar with, and that's the U.S. Solicitor General Elena Kagan. And she's 49 years old, and the background goes partially, like I mentioned, back to Chicago. And she's somebody who, you know, as Solicitor General, she's the top dog, the top lawyer, if you will, and the first woman ever to be in the spot. So she was a Harvard Law School dean. She brought more conservative professors, though, to that campus where it was certainly much more liberal. So if Kagan is the person, maybe there wouldn't be as much criticism. Doesn't have a lot of a paper trail. Pretty close to the vest she plays her personal views, the ideologies. Hard to find out much about that. And, you know, she is somebody who's definitely on the short list. Probably those two you'll see mentioned a lot in the upcoming months. And let's see who the nominee ultimately is and what happens in the process. Coming up next, I'm going to tell you about this big bad contest we're having next Tuesday in our third hour. You don't want to miss it. Hang with us.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just three capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
So here's the scoop. Coming up next week, third hour, fair or foul, two questions. It's basically like true or false. And some of it could be sports related, could be pop culture related, could be news related, could be show related. So it's pretty easy because you either say fair or foul, so, you know, 50-50. And if you get one question right, you automatically get a copy of The Power of Positive Idiocy. That's by David Faraday, and it's just in the stores now, Doubleday, the publisher of this book. And I've been reading in it, and I have to tell you, it's hilarious. He is the funniest Irish guy, if you've ever seen him. He's an ex-pro and he's a golf commentator at CBS. So he's got these collections of rants that will just crack you up, I'm telling you. And you'll get one of the books if you just answer one question. Now, if you answer two questions, you're in a drawing for a Callaway driver. No kidding. This Callaway driver, if you went to the store to go and buy it, would cost you $375. How sweet is that? So it'll be fun, and I hope a lot of people blow out the phone lines. Whether you're a sports person or not, it doesn't matter. The book is good, but you can pass all that stuff on. Take it to your boss. Schmooze up your boss. You're not going to believe it. I got you a driver. Is my job secure? Am I going to get a gold watch? So make a mental note to yourself, just like Nail the Score during the basketball season, during the college basketball, well, they are playoffs, during the big dance, we did the Nail the Score thing. So Tuesday, third hour, be there, be square, because it's sweet. Like, let me practice right now on Matt. Matt, let's do a practice fair or foul so we don't freak people out, okay?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, fair or foul. In Kitty Kelly's new Oprah biography, she says that she knows who Oprah's real father is. Fair or foul?
I'm going to go, just because I read up on this, I'm going to go fair.
Right. So already you would have won the David Faraday book, The Power of Positive Idiocy.
All right. I like the way this is going.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you another question. Ready? That was too easy. I got to give you a hard question. It'll think
right.
I'm just setting you up. Okay? Some Oklahomans want a state militia to resist Washington policies. Fair or foul? Oh, sadness breaks my heart.
I'll go with foul.
Foul is wrong. It's fair. We talked about it earlier in the show. You were
I was busy
getting a cookie.
Doing
you were
things.
Doing something. All right. So does everybody get how that works? So he would have won a book, but he wouldn't have been eligible for the drawing for the driver. And here's the cool thing. Instead of that crazy, crappy, you have to wait thing, we'll do the fair or foul, and in the beginning of the next hour, we will give away the driver. So we'll have the big, bad drawing. How cool is that? So there's no layover time. Just
instant
like that.
Instant winner.
Instant winner. Because we'll know. We'll know who's eligible. That gives us time. We do have an incredible facility in Minnesota. So we'll have our amazing research team put all the names in a gigantic drum that we have specially designed for this contest, mix it up thoroughly, kind of like when you put your business card at the deli, you put it in a little slot where it says, you want a free lunch, put your thing in here, put your card in here. It's going to be like that, and we're going to shake all the stuff up, and maybe, maybe, just maybe, your name is chosen, and that would be so cool.
Well, are we going to do that?
Seriously, Matt, $375 driver?
I could get on board with that.
I totally could be myself.
I need a new driver.
Yeah.
I need a new putter, too.
I'm right there with you. I mean, we have so many neat things coming up. We've got another promotion. I mean, every week, like the next couple of weeks, we're going to have giveaways. So
it's prizes galore.
That's right. It's spring, and we have sprung open the prize closet. So aren't you lucky?
It's bursting with merchandise, and we need to get it out now. It's a fire sale.
Fire sale. Then they used to call this white elephant sales. White elephant sale.
White elephant sale. I've never heard that term in my life.
I've heard it. I've heard it.
Until now.
There's things you are learning. Google it. White elephant sale. I used to hear that all the time. My grandmother used to say that.
Huh.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing that you're talking about. Fire sale. Whatever.
I'll believe you.
All right, so Matt's not eligible. I'm not eligible. But you're eligible, and it's that easy. That's what you, like I said, a 50-50 chance. Better than Nail the Score. I mean, actually, your odds are better than Nail the Score. So here's the scoop. Conan O'Brien. We made a lot of fun of the Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno thing. We played a lot of clips, if you remember, when we were lightening the load and not talking about the world ending with nukes and you know, Ahmadinejad and the nuts and what was happening and depressing us with what little we could find out about healthcare reform and what makes no sense to any of us. So Conan O'Brien has landed on his feet, which, of course, you knew he would. Hey, the guy walked away with 30 mil. People love him. People, some celebrities and some television executives. So he was going to get something. But the place that he's landed is TBS, which I think is perfect, and it starts in November. What happens is Lopez tonight, George Lopez does a show. So he's still going to have his show. O'Brien's show will actually lead into George Lopez's show. And, you know, it's kind of a new little comedy deal on TBS. So O'Brien said in a news release, in 3 months I've gone, because he worked for NBC for 17 years, in 3 months I've gone from network television to Twitter to performing live in theaters, and now I'm headed to basic cable. They don't have a name for the show yet. O'Brien, off the air since he got the hook in January when NBC canceled Jay Leno's primetime hour after the ratings were terrible and the affiliates were revolting and saying they were going to dump it. So they gave the show back to Jay Leno. How about that? And now Conan O'Brien has a new, like I said, has a new gig. But he himself was the first guy to tell you that he was incredibly lucky if that was the end of the highway, but you knew it wasn't going to be because he just really has played the game so well that too many people like him, frankly. Anyway, moving on from the O'Brien news to one quick, you know, here we were talking about Supreme Court justices and this big giveaway, to one quick other note here in the stretch drive moment of America tonight. And it's this, because I know that all of you are incredibly concerned about Elizabeth Taylor. I cannot believe, never, hardly ever talk about entertainment stuff, but I actually got 4 emails on Elizabeth Taylor and what was the deal. Because she posted a message on Twitter denying rumors that she's engaged to her manager. There was a story out that that said that she was going to marry this 49-year-old guy. His name's Jason Winters, who has been her manager for a bunch of years. And she's 78 years old, and she said, look, I've been married 8 times, including twice to Richard Burton. And she said the rumors aren't true. He's my manager and dear friend, and I, you know, love him with all my heart, but it's not what's going to happen here. It was so odd to see a photograph of them both and think, oh, please tell me she's not going down this Martha Ray road. Oh, how dangerous would that be? So, just to alleviate all of your fears, not just about the nukes, which I can't do, but about Elizabeth Taylor, no worries. She is still on the market, guys.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I appreciate your understanding.
Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Bueller.